Bartow County Commissioner Steve Taylor says there are a number of reasons why he decided to privatize Bartow's EMS service, among them loss of revenue. The commissioner told WBHF that EMS has operated at a loss for many years. He says EMS is operating at over $9 million in the red. Not everyone agrees or is pleased with these developments. Residents are being asked to sign an online petition in support of Bartow EMS. Lori Sutton says, and she didn't start the petition, but she, along with many others, want to speak with the commissioner about his decision.
And I just think the more that I've learned, there are endless questions. There are so many questions of how this can impact all of us that we need answers. I only found out about this, I believe it was on Monday, and supposedly, even though Commissioner Taylor says it's a done deal, there's some signing on July 11th. From this past Monday to July 11th is all the time that we've had to even try and stop what lots of people feel is a huge mistake from going through. That's pretty unfair to taxpaying citizens and for residents who need and rely on an emergency medical service.
Now, the commissioner told WBHF that this contract has already been signed. Sutton also addresses the issue of billing and payments.
One thing that really upsets me is why have we only given a new billing system 6 months to turn around years of deficit? That new billing system sent us bills, and it instructed me on where to go online to upload my son's insurance information so that money could be obtained from his insurance companies. He has two insurances, and I can't understand why you can make a decision after only 6 months of a significant change. So I feel like even though it's been operating supposedly at a negative, there are lots of different avenues to go down to figure out why that is.
In addition, she says that the commissioner and many others need to consider all those services that will be lost once Bartow EMS disappears.
As far as doing what's right by Bartow County citizens, by eliminating this service and bringing in a private company, unless you fully look at how much you're getting from Bartow County EMS, you can't say that you're benefiting Bartow County citizens. What I didn't know, and what I would not know if my husband was not in this profession, is just what Bartow County does.
Sutton's husband currently works for Bartow EMS. Before that, he worked for Metro Ambulance Service. During our next interview, she'll talk about both services.